Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering. Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering. Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord. Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering. Come then, let us bow down in worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering. Today listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not go stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness when at Meribah and Massah. They challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways, so I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering. O God of truth, prepare our minds to hear and heed your holy word. Fill every heart that longs for you with your mysterious presence, Lord. Almighty Father, with your Son and Blessed Spirit, hear our prayer. Teach us to love eternal truth and seek its freedom everywhere. Our God will be made manifest. He will not come in silence. The God of gods, the Lord, has spoken and summoned the earth from the rising of the sun to its setting. Out of Zion's perfect beauty, he shines. Our God comes, he keeps silence no longer. Before him fire devours, around him tempests rage. He calls on the heavens and the earth to witness his judgment of his people. Summon before me my people, who made a covenant with me by sacrifice. The heavens proclaim his justice, for God himself is the judge. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Our God will be made manifest. He will not come in silence. Offer to God the sacrifice of praise. Listen, my people, I will speak. Israel, I will testify against you. For I am God, your God. I accuse you, lay the charge before you. I find no fault with your sacrifices. Your offerings are always before me. I do not ask more bullocks from your farms, nor goats from among your herds. For I know all the beasts of the forest, beasts in their thousands on my hills. I know all the birds in the sky, all that moves in the field belongs to me. Were I hungry, I would not tell you, for I own the world and all it holds. Do you think I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Pay your sacrifice of thanksgiving to God, and render him your votive offerings. Call on me in the day of distress, and I will free you, and you shall honor me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Offer to God the sacrifice of praise. I want a loving heart more than sacrifice, knowledge of my ways more than holocaust. But God says to the wicked, but how can you recite my commandments and take my covenant upon your lips? You who despise my law and throw my words to the winds, you who see a thief and go with him, who throw in your lot with adulterers, who unbridle your mouth for evil, and whose tongue is plotting crime, you who sit and malign your brother and slander your own mother's son, You do this, and should I keep silence? Do you think I am like you? Mark this, you who never think of God, lest I seize you and you cannot escape. A sacrifice of thanksgiving honors me, and I will show God's salvation to the upright. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Father, accept us as a sacrifice of praise so that we may go through life unburdened by sin, walking in the way of salvation, and always giving thanks to you. I want a loving heart more than sacrifice, knowledge of my ways more than holocaust. Turn away from sin and be faithful to the gospel. The kingdom of God is at hand. From the book of Exodus, the Lord said to Moses, "Come up to the Lord, you and Aaron and Nadab and Abihu and 70 of the elders of Israel. You shall all worship at some distance, but Moses alone is to come close to the Lord. The others shall not come too near, and the people shall not come up at all with Moses." When Moses came to the people and related all the words and ordinances of the Lord, they all answered with one voice, "We will do everything that the Lord has told us." Moses then wrote down all the words of the Lord, and rising early the next day, he erected at the foot of the mountain an altar and 12 pillars for 12 tribes of Israel. Then, having sent certain young men of the Israelites to offer holocaust and sacrifice young bulls as a peace offering to the Lord, Moses took half of the blood and put it in large bowls, and the other half he splashed on the altar. Taking the book of the covenant, he read it aloud to the people who answered all that the Lord had said, "We will heed and do." Then he took the blood and sprinkled it on the people, saying, "This is the blood of the covenant which the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words of his." Moses then went up with Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, and the 70 elders of Israel, and they beheld the God of Israel. Under his feet there appeared to be sapphire tilework, as clear as the sky itself. Yet he did not smite these chosen Israelites. After gazing on God, they could still eat and drink. The Lord said to Moses, "Come up to me on the mountain, and while you are here, I will give you the stone tablets on which I have written the commandments intended for their instruction." So Moses set out with Joshua his aide and went up the mountain of God. The elders, however, had been told by him, "Wait here for us until we return to you. Aaron and Hur are staying with you. If anyone has a complaint, let him refer the matter to them." After Moses had gone up, a cloud covered the mountain. The glory of the Lord settled upon Mount Sinai. The cloud covered it for 6 days, and on the seventh day he called to Moses from the midst of the cloud. To the Israelites, the glory of the Lord was seen as a consuming fire on the mountaintop. But Moses passed the midst of the cloud as he went up on the mountain, and he stayed for 40 days and 40 nights. God allowed Moses to hear his voice and lead him into the cloud. Speaking to Moses face to face, God gave him his commandments, the law that brings life and knowledge, so that he might teach Jacob his precepts and Israel his decrees. In the desert assembly, it was Moses alone that our ancestors communicated with the angel who had spoken to him upon Mount Sinai. Speaking to Moses face to face, God gave him his commandments, the law that brings life and knowledge, so that he might teach Jacob his precepts and Israel his decrees. A reading from the life of St. Casimir, written by a contemporary. By the power of the Holy Spirit, Casimir burned with a sincere and unpretentious love for the Almighty God that was almost unbelievable in its strength. So rich was his love, and so abundantly did it fill his heart, that it flowed out from his inner spirit toward his fellow men. As a result, nothing was more pleasant, nothing more desirable for him, than to share his belongings, even to dedicate, and to give his entire self to Christ's poor, to strangers, to the sick, to those in captivity, and all who suffer, to widows, orphans, and the afflicted. He was not only a guardian and patron, but a father, son, and brother. One who would have composed a long account to record here all his works of love and dedication for God and for mankind. Indeed, it is difficult to imagine or to express his passion for justice, his exercise of moderation, his gift of prudence, his fundamental spiritual courage and stability, especially in a most permissive age, when men tending to be strong, headstrong, by their natures inclined to sin. Daily he urged his father to practice justice throughout his kingdom, and in the governance of his people, and whenever anything in the country had been overlooked because of human weakness or simple neglect, he never failed to point it out quietly to the king. He actively took up the cause of the needy and the unfortunate, and embraced it as his own. For this reason, the people called him the patron of the poor. Though the son of a king and a descendant of a noble line, he was never unapproachable in his conversation or dealings with anyone, no matter how humble or obscure. He always preferred to be counted among the meek and the poor of spirit, among those who are promised the kingdom of heaven, rather than among the famous and the powerful men of the world. He had no ambition for the power that lies in human rank, and he would never accept it from his father. He was afraid the barbs of wealth, which our Lord Jesus Christ spoke of as thorns, would wound his soul, or that he would be contaminated by contact with worldly goods. Many who acted as his personal servants or secretaries are still alive today. These men of highest integrity, who had personal knowledge of his private life, testify that he persevered his chastity to the very end of his life. Invest your wealth according to the commands of the Most High. It will yield a profit far greater than gold. Strive for justice, reverence, faith, and love. Always be faithful and gentle. It will yield a profit far greater than gold. Let us pray. All-powerful God, to serve you is to reign by the prayers of Saint Casimir. Help us to serve you in holiness and justice. Grant us through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Let us praise the Lord and give him thanks.